Another wonderful exercise to do is to acknowledge your joys and blessings. And actually, before I get out of bed in the morning, and I tell this to patients, it's not just thinking about five things you feel grateful for, it's actually allowing yourself to feel five things you're grateful for. And then people say, oh, I can't even imagine what I need to do. Well, when you open your eyes in the morning, be grateful that you have eyes that can see.
We all have something we're grateful for.
And when you express this first thing in the morning, you set the tone for the day. And it can really change the whole perspective of your life or circumstance.
If you can't think of anything, if you're one of those people and you out there know who you are, then tell yourself, I know something wonderful will happen today. Even if you don't quite feel it at first, you can go, oh God, that lady said something about trying this. But then sit there and don't get out of bed. Say it again. I know something wonderful will happen today. And say it over and over until you kind of get out of just saying it, you start feeling it. I know something wonderful will happen today. And then get out of bed and start your day with this expectance that there is going to be something wonderful that will be magical in your day.
Living in wonder is a wonderful thing of in and of its own, just to be able to have the opportunity to live in wonder and to wait for something. And be grateful for just having your senses. I talked about your eyes, your nose, your mouth, everything, to be able to speak, to sing, to look out on trees and see nature, to see water, to see everything, to see your loved ones. It's a marvelous thing when you're in that mindset that everything is a blessing. When you're going through your day and you're not feeling so well, you feel a little anxious, put your hands on your heart. Take a few deep breaths into your heart center. And just be grateful for those breaths, for the in-breath, for the exhalation. Feel it. Get yourself into presence, being present in the moment, to be able to feel it and to be able to express gratitude for it. It's so important.
And feel your heart beating.
There's always something to be grateful for. It's a question of where you want to place your awareness. And once again, we say this all the time, where you focus your energy is the same direction in which you're going to create.
What this exercise does is get you to start practicing those positive intentions and taking your thought to those positive, joyful, childlike areas.